This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The War of 1812 is famous for the Star-Spangled Banner. It's famous for Oliver H. Perry's "We have met the enemy and they are ours." But really, not a lot of people know much about that war. Michigan and the Great Lakes were key battle sites between the fledgling United States and the British. The River Raisin near Monroe, Michigan was a site of a major battle. And on August 4th, we will mark the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Mackinac Island. Joining us now is museum historian for the Mackinac State Historic Parks, Craig Wilson. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So let's start with the basics. Why was Mackinac Island an important strategic site worth fighting for during the war?
Well, it's important to remember that Mackinac Island was kind of the center of the Upper Great Lakes. It had a very important role to play in the fur trade, which really drove the economy of the entire region. But maybe more importantly, both the Americans and the British realized that whoever controlled Mackinac Island had at least some influence amongst the Native American people of the Great Lakes. And that's really what drove their interest in it, is both this economic reason as well as trying to be able to interact with those Native people.
I understand the British seized Mackinac Island before the Americans who were there even knew the war had been declared. So this battle we're commemorating was a couple of years later as the Americans fought to take it back. How entrenched were the British at that point?
They were pretty well prepared for anything that was coming. They had been expecting the Americans. The Americans had been trying to get back into Michigan and back up to Mackinac really since the beginning of the war. You mentioned the River Raisin early in 1813. That's one of the first American attempts to come back and retake the Michigan territory. It just took a while for it actually to happen, for the Americans to get up to Mackinac. The British commander of Fort Mackinac, a man named Lieutenant Colonel Robert McDowell, he actually arrived and took command of the fort early in the spring of 1814. He brought some reinforcements with him, and he immediately put his men to work strengthening the defenses of Fort Mackinac and actually building an entire second fort on Mackinac Island. They called it Fort George. So they knew the Americans were coming. It was just a matter of when.
How successful were the Americans in trying to take back Mackinac Island?
Not at all. It was a pretty massive expedition. They sent the Lake Erie fleet, so ships that were famous from Perry's victory at the Battle of Lake Erie in 1813. So seven warships, about 750 soldiers. It was a pretty massive expedition that lasted well over 2 months. It included naval bombardments. It included an amphibious landing and the actual battle on Mackinac Island, as well as a naval blockade, and the British were able to overcome and defeat all of that. So Mackinac Island remained safely in British hands despite all of these American efforts.
So when you walk around on Mackinac Island today, how much of the fort is original? Where are some of the battlegrounds on Mackinac Island?
All of Fort Mackinac is original. Nothing there has been reconstructed. Unfortunately, there's not a lot left from the 1812 period, simply because those buildings would have been replaced historically. When you visit Fort Mackinac today, the walls, the big stone walls that you can see from the harbor, from the backside of the fort, the cannon platforms, as well as the officers' stone quarters would have all been there in 1812. The other buildings are just as historic. The newest building we have over there is from 1885, but again, they were built after the war. In terms of the rest of Mackinac Island, the battlefield itself from 1814 is now the Wawashkamo Golf Course. Many of the landscape features that the soldiers encountered 200 years ago are still there, and they've been incorporated into the course. Other places on the island include Fort George, that second fort that the British built. It's called Fort Holmes now. There's some original earthworks up there, and Mackinac State Historic Parks is actually in the process of rehabilitating and reconstructing that fort. So over the next several months here, there will actually be another fort on Mackinac Island.
How are you guys presenting the Mackinac Island history and commemorating this battle?
There's a couple of different ways. We have some permanent exhibits at Fort Mackinac. We have, as part of our daily interpretive programming, a few times a day, our interpretive staff actually changes into the uniforms of some of the British soldiers that were stationed at the fort during the war, and they have a whole slate of programs talking about that. But our big commemoration is actually going to be August 1st through the 4th. We're bringing in just under 200 participants, living historians, reenactors, musical groups, really from all over the Great Lakes and Canada. And we're going to be presenting an entire weekend of events. There'll be special demonstrations and tours at Fort Mackinac every day. We're doing bike tours of war-related sites on Mackinac Island. So, for instance, we'll go up to Fort Holmes. We'll visit the battlefield. We'll visit British Landing, where the British came ashore in 1812 and where the Americans attempted to come ashore in 1814. The reconstructed brig Niagara will be visiting the island. They're going to be offering tours throughout the weekend, so people will get a chance to actually go aboard a reconstruction of one of the original warships. And then the main event is actually on August 4th, on Monday, and that's going to be basically a ceremony recreating the battle. Almost 200 years down to the hour, we'll be out on the original battlefield. We'll have all of these volunteers participating there, and it should give people at least some sense of how the action actually would have played out back in 1814.
That sounds great. At least maybe Michiganders will walk away with a little better idea of what their state flag stands for.
Right, right.
All right, thanks very much. We've been talking to museum historian for the Mackinac State Historic Parks, Craig Wilson. Craig, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.